Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, October 20th, 2019, the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
One of my favorite TV series dramas is The Band of Brothers. I used to watch it when I was in high school. And at the end of that series, they did a documentation of the men who were still living from Easy Company that were sharing stories about their lives. And one of the men said, "One of the most cherished memories that I have is a question that my grandson asked me." And he said, "Grandpa, were you a hero in World War II?" And his grandfather said, "No, Grandpa was not a hero, but I was in a company and served with a company of heroes. A band of brothers." And I think about that, the idea of that self-sacrifice that so many people have given of themselves in their life. You know, the name Band of Brothers actually comes from a play that Shakespeare wrote, and he puts it on the lips of King Henry V. Because Henry V is going off to battle, and he knows that he's going to die, and he wants to encourage his men that are with him. And so he says, "From this day to the end of the world, and we within it will always be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers. For he who sheds his blood with me this day will always be my brother." That camaraderie that develops among that. And of course, war is terrible. Battles are terrible. But there's something that tests the hearts of men and women. I think when we do this and we look at this, it's almost the closest that we can ever get to the cross, laying down our life for somebody that we love. So we think about it, it tests somebody's character when we're in battle. Are we willing to sacrifice, or aren't we? And so I don't think it's by coincidence that our Lord uses that battle image in the scriptures today. So the first reading, all about Moses keeping his arms extended. And as long as he does, Joshua, which is another name for Israel, will defeat Amalek, the Amalite, the Amalekites. Sorry, I can't say that word. Amalekites, as they go off. Moses had it. And also the image of the persistent widow. She's going and talking to this judge who's kind of become blasé. And she nags him, and he thinks, "Well, I don't really care for people. People bug me. This woman bugs me. God bugs me. I'm ignoring people. But if I don't do something, she's going to come and sock me." And the actual word that they use in Greek means she's going to give me a black eye. So it's quite comical when we think about that. This little kind of grandma figure going up to this big judge, going to hit him. Another battle image that we have today. And the Lord uses that because the spiritual life is a type of battle. From the time we wake up to the time we go to bed, that persistence that is there, that dedication, that focus that is needed. So I think there's some lessons to be learned for us today in the scriptures with these battle images. And I like to use just kind of three P's: purpose, persistence, and personal relationships. What is the purpose? Why are we doing it? Then we can be dedicated and persistent, and then we'll begin to grow in our relationship with God and one another. So we think about Easy Company from the Band of Brothers. They knew their purpose, why they were going over there to Europe, what they were fighting for, and they were persistent. No man left behind. You see great scenes of guys who have been shot. "It's okay, buddy. We're here with you." Not leaving them behind, going in the midst of seeing the death of their loved ones, the anxiety, the stress, day in and day out. And then they eventually became, through that persistence, a band of brothers. They had a personal relationship. Moses knew his purpose, to lead the Israelites. That was his mission. And he was persistent all day long with Aaron and Hur, holding his arms up in the air, giving praise to God. And through that, a camaraderie was developed among the people. They were given their land, and he became a father-like figure to them. The judge is kind of the antagonist to all this today. He's lost his purpose in life. He's been given this great knowledge and gift to share with other people, and yet now he's decided to say, I hate people. People bother me. I'm zoning them out. I'm done. And so he's lost that persistence and that drive in life, and he's cut himself off from personal relationships with other people. The widow, on the other hand, knows her purpose. My husband's gone. I still have work to do, but I need to be supported. The judge has to do that. You know, widows, orphans, and foreigners were kind of the ward of the state. And so she's going to this judge so that she can carry out her mission. She's persistent. She's going to him constantly, like how we should go to God constantly in our lives. Because she knows she is meant to be this mother figure, even though her husband's gone and stuff. She is still called to minister to other people. So the question becomes for us, what is my purpose? My purpose is to love God and to love others every day of my life, and to be persistent in that. And there will be trials, it'll be tough, but God will help us, and then we'll begin to grow in our personal relationships with one another and God. It's all an attitude and a frame of mind and a posture of our life. And the posture we have is revealed to us in the first reading. Moses. As long as Moses is stretched out, as long as Moses is cruciform, as long as Moses is like Christ, then any obstacle in his life will be demolished. And it says, with Moses cruciform, Joshua went forth and defeated the enemy. In other words, Joshua is the Hebrew name for Jesus. Jesus is the Greek name. Joshua is the Hebrew name. So as long as we are like Jesus in our life, in our mentality, in our purpose, God will go before us and continue to lead and to guide us. He says, when the Son of Man comes to earth, will he find faith in men's hearts at the end? God told us he's going to be gone a while, right? So many people say, well, why doesn't he do it right now? Well, he's already told us he's going to be gone, but he's left us with tools to help us out along our way. So we know what our purpose is, to be persistent, which is why we have rituals, right? Why we come to Mass, why we have all these great things, to constantly remind us of our purpose, to give dedication in our lives, so then we can grow in our relationships with one another and one of God. Purpose, persistence, and our personal relationship with God and one another.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.